And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Migraines, Scat Song. You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Migraines and a track from their latest album called Scat Song. Hardcore Bristolian punk, Tony, with a sense of humour, as was proved with that track, which is the closest we get to Cleo Lane meets Gigi Allin. Absolutely brilliant. What is Migraines' Bandcamp page?
Migraines.bandcamp.com.
No, it's one of those foolish things. It's themigraines.bandcamp.com. There are bands, and obviously you type in Migraines and there you get different things. So they put on the Migraines for the Bandcamp page, but they are Migraines. Poorly being internet one, Tony Neil. I need to say right at the top of the show, Tony, if I sound a little bit different this week, it's because I am awaiting a new denture.
Oh.
Now, most people when they're listening to podcasts, they don't have the host actually discussing their false teeth. Although we have made dental issues quite a thing on this show down the years. On both sides we both had issues. Anyway, I am a little bit conscious of myself. I might not sound any different. I sound a little bit different to me,
right?
Yes, I'm getting a new lower denture on Thursday after having another tooth extracted. We will talk about this a little later in the show.
Okay.
I had a very funny incident at the I never managed to go to the dentist without something funny happening.
Right.
Most people, when they go to the dentist, they come out not smiling. I always come out with a big grin on my face that no one wants to see because there's teeth missing. But anyway, if you have a joke or a poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, typing your email. Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. I'm telling you that because we haven't had anything this week, but there's plenty of other things to talk about, as will be discussed, not least of which is The Girl Fridays, Tony.
Ooh.
Now, The Girl Fridays are Scottish garage punk fun from, I believe, Edinburgh, but don't quote me on that. And I saw them at the garage punk festival that I went to in Nottingham last November. And they're the last piece of the jigsaw because they were the only band that didn't have anything studio recorded for me to play that I wanted to play. So we did manage to go through all the bands we saw and ones that I spoke to, and they were all brilliant, but we didn't have anything from The Girl Fridays. They've now brought out a downloadable EP, my friend.
Excellent.
You can find out where it is by their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/The Girl Fridays.
Facebook.com/The Girl Fridays 3309483105732. And why is that, Tony?
They haven't set default URL, have they?
Default URL. Set a default URL, The Girl Fridays. You might make yourselves a lot easier to find. They've got a SoundCloud page as well. You'll be able to find their stuff there. In advance warning, Tony, I already have enough material for the Punky Radio Halloween show this year, and it's only March.
Blimey, it's not even Easter.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So I did think about making this an early Halloween special, but then thought not to. What I'm basically saying is that there is currently a The Girl Friday song lined up for the Halloween special, which I think may be a two-parter like it was 2 or 3 years ago. Anyway, we'll see. This is The Girl Fridays and Shake, Shake.
Shake, shake. shake it to the right. Come on, little Barbie, gonna shake it all night. This dance is really easy and it's out of sight. The way you move your body is a tone of delight. Shimmy, I'm a twisty, I'm a twist throughout the night. My head is getting dizzy and I'm losing sight. The room is spinning faster and I'm getting a fright. I hope it's nearly over so that I can say night-night. Ah, come on and shake. Come on and shake, shake. Come on and shake, shake. Come on and shake, shake, shake some more. Shake it to the left and then we shake it to the right. Come on, little buddy, gotta shake it all night. Who's dancing? She's the easy and the side of sight. The way you move your body is a tone of the night.
You're listening to Mollet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Girl Fridays and Shake Shake, but more personally, Tony, do you have any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
And hello, Simon. I hope you enjoyed that.
Yes, and hello, Frankie Boyle. I have finally got back to the other Paul B. Edward. Oh, not Paul B. Edward, the other Paulie B. I forgot to get back to him. So if you are listening, Paul B., check your email. He did inquire about the old shows. If you are interested in the old shows, do it, email me. I have them available on Dropbox. It would be very, very easy for me to send them to you if you also have Dropbox.
Okay.
Drop me an email.
Right.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, do leave the comment, do get in touch. We do like to hear from you. I've got 3 comments this week.
Brilliant.
2 in response to last week's show. So first up, Cynthia Brewer got in touch to say yay. In response
hey,
to last week's
Sin,
show.
She likes an essay.
Yes. It's alright, you don't need more than that. That's fine. Joe B. Humbled got in touch.
Right.
He says, great show and thanks for the play, chaps. That's Joe Loco from Go Go Loco.
Oh, of course.
Joe B. Humbled. Or Humbled.
No,
actually, would be much
more. Humbled.
I do like Humbled, though.
Humbled. Fits in with Go Go Loco very well. We will now refer to him as Joe B. Humbled. Tony. You amazing man.
Thank you very much. Finally, Pocco's been in touch.
Hello, Poco. I'm loving Poco, by the way.
He has.
Oh, and,
yeah.
And Joe B, by the way. Loving Go Go Loco. I have introduced Steve in the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
To Go Go Loco, and I'm trying to persuade him to book them for the pub.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Ah, well, he'll be humbled to hear.
Will be humbled. But I'm loving Poco even more, as we're about to discover.
So he says, hi, Punky. I was listening to the 2007 Christmas special whilst at work, pretending to be on a Skype call today. Not only did you play Skaghead Santa by the band Axeman Scotch Guard and the Numbskulls, my old band, of course. Pocket was the guitarist, but he also took the opportunity to have a dig at my old bass player for having played jazz notes on his bass and fret wanking. That made my day. It made me laugh out loud and blow my cover, as everyone else could tell I wasn't really on the Skype call. And a tiny bit of weed might have come out. I'm now busy listening to the old shows going forward and new shows going backwards. I reckon both ends will meet somewhere in 2012. It's great that the only thing that's changed over the years is that there's no more mention of MySpace. Maybe one song too many, and less of you dirty old perverts these days, however. Love you to the moon and back. There's a lot there to process.
I said I loved him.
Yes.
What's he actually saying there? That we're playing too much music and we're talking too much?
Too music and we're less perverted these days. I was never where we were perverted. Maybe
I was.
We certainly were younger.
No, I was.
Right.
I was extremely... I used to say some very dodgy things to you, Tony, but you just used to block them out.
Yeah, I probably have.
It was just a phase I went through.
Fair enough.
But Poco's done something brilliant.
He has, but one quick thing. You mentioned the old bass player. That does ring a bell. Obviously, I was in a band with him at one point. He was a good lad. But he did quite a bit of jazz notes and fret wanking.
I didn't like him to start with, and then I warmed to him.
I really didn't like him. He is, to put it mildly, a bit of a cunt. But when you get to know
Tony.
He's a lovely guy.
Language.
He was the bassist in El Draco with us. But
Yeah, that's right. Because he was... What he didn't like doing was just playing bass. He was basically a lead guitarist on a bass guitar, wasn't he? He
was.
Really wanted to get involved.
Yeah.
He was quite capable of overcomplicating things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. Is that a fine way to put it?
Yeah, but it was good.
I mean, you were a bit more dismissive, but yeah.
I don't think he'd argue with it.
Right, okay.
Hi to Cal.
Yeah.
So as you're saying, so Pocker's done something wonderful.
Alright, so look, is that it for Facebook?
That's it for Facebook, yeah.
Let's get rid of the Facebook feature and then we'll talk about this thing.
Okay.
So that concludes. I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
So what Poco's done is that he wanted to be able to listen to Punky Radio on Alexa. Is that right?
Correct.
Right, okay. And he said that we needed to set some things up to do it. And you basically said to him, I can't be bothered. And I said to him, I don't know how. He started a Facebook conversation with the two of us that neither of us understood why.
I left.
You left the conversation in a fit of pique, and I just couldn't understand why I kept getting these messages from him that I didn't know. I said, I don't know. But I hadn't realised you'd left the conversation. So I said, Tony will deal with it. Tony will deal with it. Tony wasn't dealing with it. Tony was getting on with his life.
Yeah. Well, he started a conversation asking me about it. And I said, I was working. So I said, look, I'm going to leave the conversation. Email me and we'll carry it on. And obviously I left the conversation. He carried on talking at me and I wasn't seeing any of this.
Yeah, but then he did look back on the messages and saw that, and then he emailed you, didn't he?
He emailed me one thing after everything, asked me about the copyright bit, but yeah.
Point is, you can now say to Alexa whatever you need to say. Alexa, play Punky Radio. And you'll get this weird reply from Alexa that's really funny. I have got a little video demonstration of him doing it that's absolutely terrific. So if you are using one of those things, you can do that now.
I think this, in the same way that you have a phone, you install apps, I think on Alexa there's something called a skill. And
that's right, that's what he's been doing.
So you have to add that. So there's a link on our page. He's put it up on there. I can share it or we can pin it. If you search the Amazon Alexa store for Punky Radio, there is it's called a skill called Punky Radio. You add that to your Alexa and then you can do what you're saying.
I think it's fantastic because my ex-girlfriend Alexa didn't like Punky Radio because she didn't like the music, and the fact that I can now say, Alexa, play Punky Radio, and she goes, okay, Paul, Cooper Cooper. It's just brilliant.
Nah, great.
So well done, Poco. Thank you very much for that. I really, really appreciate it.
There you go.
All right. Two songs in a row.
Okay.
Stay tuned for, oh, Gonquit. But first up, Drink and Drive. These are two bands I have mentioned in the last few weeks, and two bands that, in particular Drink and Drive, that were brought to my attention. I hadn't heard of them, and now I want to play them every week because I really like them. And certainly, now that the King is dead, long live the King, in terms of Mark E. Smith, Drink and Drive can now move forward and fill the gap that The Fall left, if you see what I mean, sort of being Mancunian post-punk and a bit like The Fall, as they are. As I say, stay tuned for Oh Gonquit. This is from Drink and Drive now. I can't remember now. I think this is from, they've got an album and a sort of EP out at the same time. I can't remember which one this is from. I'm sorry. One of those. You can find out on their Facebook page, Tony, which is?
Facebook.com/drinkanddrive.
Facebook.com/drinkanddrive.page. Poorly the internet. 3, Tony, nil. Oh, mate. Okay. It's a science.
Well, he said, why don't you cheer up, son? Well, I would if you stopped going on. He asked what I was chewing on. I said, I wore a shirt like that in 71. I said, it's a science. It's a science. It's a purge. When you said you had a favor, alchemy. It's war, torture, EGMTV, and the libertines never did a thing for me. I said, it's a science. It's a science. It's a science. It's a curse. He chased some thieves, but they got away. I saw the blood-stained clothes where he lay, and thought I wore a shirt like that the other day. I said, it's a science. It's a science. It's a science. I'll tell you, it's a burden.
Uncle Foamy.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was, Gunquit and Nomads of the Lost, which is from their latest album out right now, five-piece London Freakabilly, Tony.
Lovely.
What is Gunquit's Bandcamp page?
Ogunquit.bandcamp.com?
It is. Ogunquit is ohgunquit.bandcamp.com. Tony, one, poorly be internet. Three, Nomads of the Lost, I believe, has a video that you watch. Oh, have you got a video? Which is really good as well. And I really want to see them live. I just think they'd be... I know they're really good live. I've seen clips, but I'd like to see them live, and I hope I do at some point. As I say, you listen to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I saw Rich Morton last Thursday, but before I talk about what I did you do anything?
No, I meant to go to the cinema, didn't manage it. We'll try again this week. Apart from that, I don't think we did anything.
Alright.
So how did your gigs go?
Well, the gig on Thursday in Henlow was great, and it was lovely to see Kevin McCarthy, I've not seen for years, and Rich Morton, who I keep seeing at the moment, and he's absolutely brilliant, and we play him on the show. What a top lad. But I then went to Oslo on Saturday morning, where we had another great show. I wasn't sure it was going to be full because it was the start of the Norwegian Easter holidays and they all go cross-country skiing, but we still got an excellent crowd anyway, and it was great fun, and thanks to everyone who came there. But I didn't enjoy the clocks going forward, because Oslo's an hour ahead from the UK, and the clocks went forward, making it officially 2 hours ahead to my brain. So I went to bed at 3 and then I woke up at 5 and it felt like I actually hadn't moved.
Right.
Terrible.
Bugger.
Terrible. And then when I got back to the airport, the flight was delayed, so I could have just waited. Extra kit. But I want to talk about the dentist. So I went to the dentist last Thursday morning, right? Mm-hmm. And the plan was to extract two teeth that were wobbly and then do a new impression for a new denture in my lower jaw, right?
Mm.
So, dentist gets in. She goes, right, I'm going to use anaesthetic. I went, look, these things are so loose, you might not need anaesthetic. She went, I'm doing anaesthetic. All right. I made the mistake of opening my eyes as the first needle went in, Tony. My God, it was the size of a fire extinguisher.
Wow.
Christ. Note to self, keep eyes shut when in dentists. Right.
Yes.
So she does that. I get all numbed up. She takes these teeth out remarkably easily. Then it comes to the impression, which involves putting a lot of dental paste into your mouth, then a plastic guard on top of it to push it down. She basically has to put her whole fist into your mouth, right? Mm. And go, right?
Yeah.
Everybody wants a tiny-handed dentist nearly as much as they want a tiny-handed girlfriend. I've got neither. This woman's a beast, right?
Right.
She's got fists like the Hulk, and she jammed it in, and straight away I'm gagging, but not just because of her fist, but because a lump of this dental paste had become detached and is in my throat. So I'm basically choking to death on this dentist's hand. She says, breathe through your nose. So I then attempt to start breathing through my nose, but I'm rather distracted by the fact that there's a woman with a hand in my mouth, and it's quite hard to change what you're doing. And anyway, I eventually manage to start breathing through my nose, and then when she finishes the procedure, takes her hand out, I then cough up this enormous piece of dental paste and gob it out, right? Then I say, can I keep the teeth? Because, you know, I'm making a necklace, right?
Yep.
She says, no, I'm afraid there's a cross-contamination issue here. You're not allowed to keep the teeth. When we extract teeth, we have to bin them. And I went, why? She went, well, you see, this tooth has blood on it. If you went outside and dropped this tooth on the floor, you could give it, and a child picked it up and ate it, they could get AIDS. I went, well, only if I had AIDS.
I didn't know you had AIDS.
No, I didn't either. Anyway, she'd got it now, bit her hand while she's in there. Right. So I'm going, but that's ridiculous. First of all, why don't you just wash it? You know?
Yeah.
And secondly, I don't want to go outside and drop it on the floor. I'm making a necklace. And when I said that, that was when things got weird. She went, what? And, I can't begin to explain it. So then I backed out of that and I thought, right, get your retaliation in first. So I started having a go at her about the fact she hadn't told me to breathe through my nose before she started the procedure, which I think is the best way to do it. If you're already breathing through your nose, not that I'm a complete mouth breather, but you know what I mean. If you're already concentrating on breathing through your nose, then when they start the other thing, you're already breathing through your nose. You don't have the same panic. And I said this to her quite forcefully. And as I left, because I always try and leave the dentist smiling, because they don't have many people smiling, but I didn't leave smiling. I left in a mood, felt I dressed her down. Then I got back to the car, got in the car, looked in the rearview mirror, and realised I had a massive lump of pink dental paste sticking on my beard because the anaesthetic had half rubbed off. I looked like I'd had a stroke, and I'd clearly been dribbling. So what I think she actually got from me, the leg she got was, right. So fuck knows what she thinks, but I found it very funny.
Nice.
Right, so I'll wait to see. I'll pick up the denture next. Oh, that was the other thing. She said, your denture will arrive in 4 weeks. I went, no, it won't. It'll arrive in 4 days. The last one arrived in 4 days. She went, that's not the case anymore. It takes 4 weeks. I said, it can't take 4 weeks. She said, all right, a week then. Now, that is not negotiation, Tony. She's gone from a month to a week without haggling, right? And I went, it can't be a week. She went, why not? Because she said, so I'll see you next Friday. I went, you can't do that. Next Friday is Good Friday. She went, oh God. I said, so I'll see you next Thursday. She went, okay. So she understood that bit. Although what I might have said was, oh, Thursday.
Nice. I might have just said that. Do you actually say see you next Thursday as well?
I know that you just want to say the word again, Tony.
I don't, I'm limited.
You've got at least 5 shows before you do that filth again.
That's right.
Anyway, that's the Ballad of Me and My Teeth, latest instalment. Let's play a song from the vault, shall we?
Okay.
Bank All the Offenders, Tony. German, Italian ska. They've had a couple of lineup changes over the years. This album came out in, I think, 2015. And I looked down the lineup and it had a guy called Puck Lensing playing bass, and I know him.
Okay.
He was, I don't know what it is, but a band called Frantic Flintstones. And we played his band Moonshine Stompers on the show as well. And I met him at the Cycling meeting one of the first times I went out there in Spain. And me and him got on quite well, actually. And he's about the same age as me, but he looks about 25, which is a reason to dislike him.
Right.
Anyway, The Offenders are great. We played a few songs by them. This is from the Vaults, and it's the band, but I don't think we've ever played this song before. Now, your Tony's very good German.
Is it?
Did I just say your Tony's very good German?
Apparently so, yes.
Your German's very good, Tony.
Okay.
Your Tony's very good German is the kind of thing I could legitimately say to your girlfriend. Your German's very good, Tony. This is the song's called 1,000 Malvergessen. Do you know what that is?
1,000 miles of grass eaters.
Do you think that is it, or that's a guesswork?
No, that's a complete guess. Essen is eat, Paul. I don't know anything else.
What's 1,000 in German? Is it 2,000?
I don't know, actually. I think it sounds like 1,000, yeah. It's something very similar to sounding.
It might be ein tausend or something.
Yeah.
And mal is, mal in French is bad. But, oh, who knows? If you're German and listen to the show, let us know what this thing means. What I want to know, Tony, what is The Offenders' website?
Theoffenders.de.
Theoffenders.eu, mate.
Oh,
unlucky, theoffenders.eu. Paulie the Internet 4, Tony 1. This is 1,000 Malvergessen.
Thousand miles for gas. mal vergessen, tausendmal bist du leider hier. Tausendmal vergessen, tausendmal vergessen, tausendmal bist du leider hier. Tausendmal vergessen, tausendmal vergessen, tausendmal bist du leider hier. Tausendmal vergessen, tausendmal vergessen, tausendmal bist du leider hier. Tausendmal vergessen, tausendmal vergessen, tausendmal bist du leider hier.
You're listening to the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Offenders and Thousand Malvergessen, however you say that, whatever it means, I don't know. But what a great song. It's from the album X, by the way, if you want to look them up. Because I think at one point I thought they were called The X Offenders, but it was The Offenders and the album was called X.
Ah.
I'm not that clever. Tony, have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Your Tony's very good German.
Yay. Thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is Torchon playing. Doesn't have to be in the UK. Can be anywhere in the world. It is international, but it is UK-based again. Iron Mike's been in touch.
Hello, Iron Mike.
And this does qualify for Punky's Gig of the Week. He says, hi, Tony. Got a gig for you. Saturday, 31st of March, The Red Line in Raunds. Join the Mental Breakdowns, Crash Induction, Wild Wild Club, and the Milk Snatchers. It's free entry, starts at 8. So if you are in the North Ants area, check out the
Red
Line.
I know where Raunds is.
Okay.
I know where Raunds is. I actually, have we mentioned this before? We might have done.
I have.
Drive past the sign for Raunds if I'm going to my mate Steve's pub, the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke. So, we're doing that one.
If I go from the A1 via Kimbolton, I get a sign for Raunds, so I can only assume that Raunds is a little bit north of Kimbolton.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about that? Obviously, you need to know where Kimbolton is, otherwise, it means nothing. Kimbolton's just off the A1, west of St Neots. But if you don't know where St Neots is, that becomes problematic.
Exactly.
St Neots is, of course, almost equidistant between Huntingdon and Sandy.
Blimey.
I'm giving up now.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sure if you are in Raunds area, you must probably know the Red Line. Clearly they have a lot of bands on. But do check them out. Free entry. It's even included the Facebook event link for me, so I have put it as
Plugin
of the Week. I Mike does know what to do with these things.
He really He's does.
Very good. It's the one gig I have, but it's a great one. So that's all I have.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh, he's comfortable in his loveliness.
I am.
You are.
Yeah.
Your Tony's very good German. Right. Two songs in a row now, again. Stay tuned for Cuthbert. That's not something I thought I'd be saying. But first up, Archie and the Bunkers. Brilliant band. I believe they're now nearly 9.5 years old, Tony.
Lovely.
They are a Cleveland they're in their late teens now. Absolutely brilliant band. Cleveland two-piece by Dirty Water Records in the first instance. New album out now. We've got some great songs on it. We've already played one of it. We'll be playing more. And two-piece, they make a lot of noise. One plays the drums, one plays the organ, and they both shout. And that equals brilliant as far as I'm concerned. And I'd rather disturbingly put down in my own notes about them, open brackets, teenage garage organ, close brackets.
Ah.
There you go. It's worked out quite well. Great band. What is their website, Tony?
ArchieTheBunkers.com.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paul of the Internet 4, and this is Lost in Today.
Lost in the time of the years to fade.
Goblin.
Teenager pie back, yeah. The horrible, pathetic, oh, the horrible teenage way.
People don't know what it's like.
You're listening to DeZorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Cuthbert and a track called Teenager Payback. Odd and very British, Cuthbert. I think might be a two-piece as well. I'm not absolutely sure now. What is Cuthbert's Bandcamp page?
Cuthbertband.bandcamp.com?
Cuthbertmusic.bandcamp.com. Paul of the Internet 5, Tony 2, an unassailable lead, my friend.
All right, fair enough.
I've won it this week. We might play some more from Cuthbert. They're getting quite a lot of airplay at present, and I can see why. It's just very British. I don't really know how else to describe them, really. They're just like, you get loads of bands that the minute you hear them, you go, well, I know where they're from.
Right.
And Cuthbert, that is bob on, mate. Bob on. Mm. Cuthbert is bob on.
Excellent.
Are you doing anything this week?
I think we're planning on spending Easter weekend sanding the floors again.
See, I thought you'd have had a chocolate frenzy.
Right, no. Well, you see, the tight one in me is going to buy the chocolate after Easter in the Easter sale.
Are you going to go down the supermarket on Easter Monday?
Yeah.
It's a good idea, isn't it? It is great funny. Idea. You get in there and you just get Easter eggs for 50p. So you're basically going to have a... So when we make next week's show... You might be a little bit uncomfortable in your chocolatiness.
I might have had double the amount of chocolate I should normally have, yes.
Yeah. All right, then. So you're going to sand the floors, to work up an appetite for a chocolate frenzy on Easter Monday?
Exactly.
Yeah, I got no plans.
Okay.
I got no plans. I did have a fantastic time with my new nephew, Alfred, who's now 18 months old. Me and him had a right laugh. He dances to the Shadows.
Okay.
I have previously danced in the Shadows, Tony.
Yes.
Not the band. But he loves the Shadows, and he does the Hank Marvin walk. He does the bit, and he's got a little plastic guitar that He played, and he's just really funny, and I just thought I'd join in.
Fair enough.
So now he's absolutely over the moon, because now he's got someone to dance to the Shadows with. It, fuck me, man, the Shadows gig, it's 3 hours long. No one sings for the first 100 minutes.
Oh,
it's all instrumentals, and then they do some Cliff Richard numbers.
Really? Okay.
It's like the longest build up to a Cliff Richard song ever.
Oh dear.
And I was just going, look, this must be the most boring gig ever. And my mum's going, no, it's the Shadows, they're really good. I went, Mum, you skip forward to when they start singing ba 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 ba. You don't even like it yourself. Stop trying to make out that this is good. It's tedious.
Weird, isn't it? I went to a concert, I forgot about it. I went out to my niece is she plays trumpet in the Nottingham Youth Orchestra.
Yeah.
And there seems to be two different levels of it. She's at the bottom, which are beginners, and there's an intermediate afterwards. So I saw her gig and then followed by the intermediate. So it's an orchestra, so there's no singing, and it is weird. If I'm not having someone singing, I just phase out.
Yeah, I'd just be on my phone.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
Yeah, is that, oh God, no. The thing is, I do really like some instrumental bands, like the ones we play on the show, for example. The Fusilis I've seen live, and they were fantastic.
Mm.
Absolutely brilliant. But they jump about party, and there's a few words here and there, and shouty shouties, and jump about like that. But stuff like that, oh man.
Mm. No, it's
Oi,
weird.
Beethoven. If it had been Beethoven and Lulu.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Might have liked it.
Yeah, a bit of a dance, you know.
Yeah,
Sharon Mozart, it's fine.
I was going to say Mozart next, and you've gone Sharon Mozart, right? Okay, then. All right, then. You've raised the bar, Sharon Mozart. I'm going Amy Winehouse and Wagner.
Oh, blimey! I think Wagner's the only one I know. I'm out.
All right. What about S Club 7 and Schubert?
Nice.
Let's leave it there, shall we?
Yeah.
Alright, I got no real plans this week, to be honest. I never really celebrate Easter in any way, shape or form.
The Bee Gees and Brahms.
Sorry?
The Bee Gees and Brahms. Is it Bee Brahms? Gees,
Brahms. Yeah, alright.
Sorry.
The Bee Gees and Brahms is great, but if you're going to go Brahms, let's go with the rhyming slang for being drunk. And let's go, I'll take your Bee Gees and Brahms and I'll raise it. Boney M and Liszt. Yeah, let's play a song before we really disappear up ourselves.
Okay.
So Maida Vale, Tony, they are a Swedish psych rock band from Fårösund in Sweden, and we played them before, and the track we played before was quite slow. This one's a lot faster. This psych rock thing, they've got a new album out, and this is a track off it. I think this is like the lead track off it. Anyway, it's really good. What is Maida Vale's Facebook page?
facebook.com/ Maida Vale official.
Facebook.com/ Maida Vale Swe. Maida Vale Swe. Maida Vale SWE. So Maida Vale is MAIDAVALE. Maida Vale being a part of North London and where the BBC used to be based. They've still got a studio there, I think.
Mm.
Maida Vale SWE, basically. Facebook.com/ Maida Vale SWE. And this is, she is, oh, so it's Paulie Beans Net 6, Tony 2.
Fair enough.
She is gone. Yes. You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Thanks, that's okay.
That was Maida Vale, and she is gone. And we'll probably play another track from Maida Vale off this new album in the next few weeks. Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyrager.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Let me know your twats. Timo's been in touch.
Hello, Timo.
So, he sent me... He said, hi, Tony. I have one twat in mind, and then another one appeared out of nowhere, and I'm on pick. So, it's the main one I'm going to read out, which is the first one. Out of the blue, the punk rock band Beatsteaks announced a gig in a rather small venue close by. Due to them being well-known in Germany, it was covered all by the local press outlets. So when the tickets went on sale, online only, the server crashed. And people that were lucky enough to get some in their basket, like me, couldn't check out. Reload the page and all tickets were gone. Annoyingly, but fair enough. But what really annoys me are the people who were lucky enough to get tickets at €40 face value are selling them now for €100. So I'd like you to twat everybody in the world who's selling ticket prices above face value. Which is fair enough.
I'm to do that.
Absolutely.
I'm very happy to do that.
Yep. He also says, P.S. I do like your co-host, otherwise I wouldn't have sent cinnamon gum. He does make a good point.
Sorry, Timo, I am going to do something about that. I judgmental will return.
There you go.
I saw the cinnamon just the other day, in fact. I thought, I really need to get judgmental back. I'm so sorry to Timo, went through all that trouble. So thank you, Timo. We are going to get judgmental sorted out.
I think he just sent you a lifetime supply as well. It was a sip.
Perhaps so, yeah. I could end up being judgmental forever.
Exactly. And no one wants that. Good point on the ticket prices, though. Yeah, it's a problem, isn't it? We were quite lucky because in the very early days when I met Steph, she moved over. The Beatsteaks played Nottingham. So we saw them in downstairs at Rock City. There was probably less than 100 people there. And I think all the people there were Germans who had travelled, I think. Steph's friend from Germany flew over just to see them. I'd never really heard of them, but they were good. They are a good band, but I saw them in a small venue, so I'm lucky enough to see them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've got no argument with this.
Well, I mean, either go for it.
So for selling ticket prices well above face value, sometimes double, triple, and on their price, everyone in the world who sells them is a twat.
And so Steve Smith.
Steve Smith?
Yeah, Steve Smith. Okay. The Australian cricket captain.
Oh, yes.
Ball tampering.
Jesus. Twat.
He is like, the thing is, right, he's very unpopular with the English anyway, because he's like the Robbie Savage of cricket, right?
Okay.
Everybody hates him except the team he's playing for, because he's a really good player and he gets stuck in and all that sort of thing. Steve Smith's a fantastic cricketer, but he's a terrible man. Orchestrating ball tampering. I know there's bigger things going on in the world right now, but when I find out that you have, as the captain of Australia, you've disrespected the baggy green by telling one of your players to put some yellow tape in his pocket, and when he walks out, rub it on the ball to get some reverse swing, and when he thinks he's been caught, stick it down his trousers. Yes.
Unbelievable.
I know, that is worse than nerve agents in Sainsbury's.
It is.
It is indeed. Absolutely disgusting. So yeah, Steve Smith's a track as well. Right, okay. One track left.
Okay.
Pizza Tramp, Tony. Loving the Pizza Tramp. Seen them. Love them, don't we?
Great band.
They've got an album out right now. We got it just after Christmas, I think, and we saw Pizza Tramp. This is their South Welsh thrash punk noise. That's easy to say with a denture. What is Pizza Tramp's website, Tony?
Pizzatramp.co.uk?
Pizzatramp.com. Poorly beaten in set 7. Tony 2. If you get the chance to see this band live, do. They are terrific. This is Emmy the Chemist.
Okay, that pisses me! down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's about the size of it for this week, Tony. Thanks for doing such a great job, and thanks to all of you for listening. Just a couple of things I'd say before we go. That was Pizza Tramp, Emmy the Chemist. I did mention to you off air that I have finally got around to having life cover. I'm going to read out the message that I sent on WhatsApp to my brother today. Here goes. It says, "Hi, mate. I finally have life cover. If I die, you get my house. This is one of the many benefits of having a childless, lonely brother." And I got a response back, "Ha, smiley face, thumbs up." There was something else I was going to say, I've already forgotten it. Maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, SANDRA.SE.
Thanks very much to them for carrying us, and also I look forward to hearing you, well, for you, I look forward to doing the show next week with a new downstairs set, Tony.
Lovely.
All right, your Tony is very good German. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, boog.